This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. HudsonValley360.com is reporting the results of local high school football contests this weekend. Hoosick Falls beat Coxsackie Athens 34-15 in the Class C non-division game at Rovina High School on Friday, September 22nd. Coxsackie Athens is now 1-2 in the South Division and 1-3 overall. Voorheesville defeated Taconic Hills 26-0 in that Class C South Division contest on Friday. Taconic Hills is now 0-3 in the South Division and 0-4 overall. And Caro Durham went down to Tamarack 32-8 in a game played over the weekend at Angelo Canna Town Park. The Mustangs are now 0-4 for the season. Tim Martin writes the Hudson Blue Hawks defeated the Ichabod Crane Riders 47-14, putting a bit of damper on Ichabod's homecoming night on Friday. The Blue Hawks are now 2-0 in the Reinfort Division and 2-2 overall. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Elizabeth Floyd Mayer is reporting in the Altamont Enterprise more than 100 residents turned out for a Gilderland Town Board meeting last week to ask the board for help in fighting their tax bills. The new state set equalization rate has school tax bills rising by as much as 19%. Supervisor Peter Barber called the state system corrupt and crappy. Gilderland used to conduct townwide reevaluations every 4 or 5 years, but has not done so since 2005. Barber plans to ask the town board to vote on October 4th to begin a townwide revaluation. Even if the board approves the resolution, revaluation is a lengthy process and will not affect taxes until 2019. The town appealed its rate to the New York State Office of Retail Property Tax Services Board, arguing that its methods of assessing were unfair. Paul Miller, director of regional service for the Office of Real Property Tax Service, said that of the 985 places surveyed by the state, equalization rates were set at the same level the locality named in 97% of the cases. Gilderland was among 3% that had problems. The panel gave Gilderland little remedy, Barber said, so there's nothing residents can do to lower the recently mailed school tax bills that are due in early October. Quote, we can't unring the bell, can't undo the tax bill sent out by the schools, end quote. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Keisha Clucky is reporting for Politico New York. The New York State Regents and Education Department this fall are continuing to review and revise recent education reforms, having just approved new state learning standards. Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa recently said the regents are expected to extend the existing moratorium on the use of grades 3 through 8 math and English test scores and teacher evaluations. The moratorium is supposed to run through the 2019-20 school year, but more time may be needed, Rosa said. Sticking to the current timeline would put lawmakers under a lot of pressure to make changes during the upcoming legislative session, and everyone agrees the process should not be rushed. Education Trust New York Executive Director Ian Rosenblum said, quote, we should think about two goals. First, the teacher evaluation system must make the needs of the students paramount. Second, there has to be enough confidence in the system by those who are being evaluated and by the public that it has credibility, end quote. Read more at PoliticoNewYork.com. And Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union, General Electric Company is selling off its industrial solutions unit for $2.6 billion to the Swiss competitor ABB. The industrial solutions unit is located in Atlanta. GE employs more than 6,000 people in the capital region, but the sale is not expected to impact any local jobs. Industrial Solutions makes circuit breakers and other electrical devices. The sale is part of new GE CEO John Flaherty's efforts to streamline company operations and cut costs by $2 billion a year. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.